The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gives me great pleasure now to welcome Marty Whelan to the show. The great Marty Whelan, celebrating the National Lottery Good Causes Awards in the Killishy House Hotel in Naas in County Kildare, taking place tomorrow night. Marty, how are you?
I'm flying it. How are you, Kieran? How are things?
Yeah, I'm great. Enjoying the crisp wintry weather.
Isn't it just? Well, you see, those of us of robust ability get up early in the morning and go out and do what we do. But you kind of get used to it, you know. This is where we are. This is where we live. We just have to contend with it, you know.
What time do you get up in the morning?
4:30.
Oh, good God!
I know. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
It is. How long have you been getting up at half four?
It doesn't matter. What?
How long have you been getting up at 4:30?
It's about 13 years now at this stage.
My God.
For the show on the radio, and I love what I do, and I'm lucky, you know. And it's like anything. My argument is, if you get up out of bed, you have your shower, you have your breakfast. I go in like it's a normal, like a normal human being. I think in my head it's 7:00, you know, and then I'm on at 7:00. So it's, yeah. And you run, but for once you get into a run, it's fine. And if you love it, what's the bother?
The nap.
Yeah, I take my pal Sinead always used to call it a nana nap. In other words, you take maybe an hour and a quarter, not in bed. I'm talking about a couch with a book. Do you know what I mean? And you disappear off for an hour, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then you're back.
And then you're back. Second wind. 2 days.
Second wind. There you go. I'm lucky. Well, I'm lucky. I have robust health, so I'm, I don't have any. As far as I know, nothing outside. I could be falling apart inside, but outside, so far so good.
Actually, look, the surface is all that matters, Marty. Let's be honest.
I agree.
Don't mind these people who go on about depth.
Absolutely. Just going to the gym nonsense.
Yeah, none of that. Down with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen, no appetite anyway to kind of hang up the microphone and disappear into retirement.
No, but I mean, if you love what you do and you're given freedom to do it your way, that's a great thing. Not common, particularly in music radio. So I'm very lucky that I'm able to go in there and marry Puccini with Steely Dan, as if the case takes it. Do you know what I mean? And that's a lovely feeling to be able to do that.
Yeah, there's great variety, I guess, in the morning with the show as well, which is why it's so popular. But Sarah Jessica Parker's a fan and everything?
Apparently so. We're trying to get her as a guest. But like, and quite frankly, we'll take anybody. But the point is, my attitude is very simple. You go in there and enjoy it. And if you have, because lyric, some people think it's very serious. There are elements of it that are, but there are also elements that are pure entertainment. And we try to do that in the morning and just have a light touch, you know, a light touch.
And in terms of kind of the atmosphere of the place, I get the sense that there's a feeling, and I have friends and colleagues kind of in RTE as well, and they would say this. There's a kind of a feeling maybe you've gotten over the last year and
things are a bit more forward-looking. Yeah, I hope so. Certainly from our point of view in Lyric, we don't have issues. We're very lucky. We're in our little bubble, if you know what I mean, and that's lovely. I haven't been. I mean, I do some TV from time to time, obviously the Eurovision and these things, but I'm not living in television where things might be slightly different, whereas in radio, yeah, it's fine. We're fighting the fight and doing what we do, and you just keep doing it, and you just kind of say, look, we've weathered the storm, I hope. But there are changes. I mean, the place has changed considerably. It's a different place now, and it's had to adapt to new rules and regulations, and we have to live by them, and that's fine, you know.
Well, I was talking to
somebody.
When
you live a blameless life,
yeah.
someone can fling it at you.
But I was talking to somebody during the year, during the course of all of the goings on, and someone made a point about Lyric. They said it's not that long ago they were talking about, you know, Lyric possibly being on the chopping block or being sold,
and despite all of the mess,
it kind of wasn't really seriously talked about. Like 2FM was probably more talked about in terms of
there was talk of Lyric, but the staff rose up as one and fought the fight and made points about why it mattered. And what it does and what it brings and all that beautiful music and all the rest of it. So I think really what happened was that people stood up and said, no, you're not going to do this. And thank God, in time, the powers would be listened. So, you know, it worked out well in the end. I mean, I'm in Dublin. Obviously, Limerick is the home of Lyric FM and I have many colleagues there. And there's others of us working out of Dublin. So it just works, the power of technology.
How is grandparenthood treating you?
Jeez, I'm loving it. I'm like an idiot. I'm an only child, so I never had brothers and sisters, clearly, and therefore the idea of siblings came into my life through friends and friendship, and then through my wife, who has four brothers and a sister, and then we had our own children. So you get to understand the concept of someone else around you. And now with baby Lily, she's just incredible. She's 6 months old. She's named after my mum, which is fantastic. And I suddenly here's this new being that we love to bits, and she's just fabulous. And she was 6 weeks early, so there was concern, but she's great.
That's great.
And yeah, it's a whole new world, a whole new world. I mean, it's a cliche, I know it is, but I don't care. It actually is a terrific thing, and we're high as kites with her, you know.
Well, what's the going rate for grandparents babysitting these days?
Oh, we're free and we're available.
Oh, wow.
We don't care. Bring her on.
Send your postcards to RTE Donnybrook Dublin 4.
We love it to bits. It's funny, isn't it? It's a whole new chapter. And that's as it should be.
Yeah. Well, listen, back to kind of matters at hand.
Yes,
the
sir.
Good Causes Awards tomorrow night, Killeshie That's House right. Hotel. God, it's funny. Just as I say it out loud, we stayed in Killeshie House Hotel the weekend before COVID arrived in Ireland, and it was in that weird window where everyone knew it was coming, and you'd be cracking jokes about somebody coughing, you know, oh, there's the COVID, and little did we know, God, 10 days later, what we were about to go through.
You'll have the mask on, you know, in no time.
Yeah.
All that carry on, I know. It's a gorgeous location.
It is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And listen, it's a really important event as well, the Good Cause
Award. It is. I was chair of the judging panel last year. Clearly, I was rubbish. So they decided to make me the host this year and get me away.
Just from as we can't, fully get rid of Marty. We have to have him involved.
We know he has a link with us for maybe 25 years. So, but it's lovely, and you know this is real people, real causes. You're talking about youth and arts and culture, yes, but you're also talking about health and community and all that, sport, Irish language. So what you're talking about is people who make a difference. Like, you know, like we had people last year that we couldn't get over. The main winner last year was and again, just to make this point very briefly, you say to yourself, what are these people like? It was a women's refuge and support service in Meath, and they were amazing. And they won last year. The work they did was phenomenal, obviously aided and abetted by money from the lottery. So, you know, the lottery gives away 4 million a week, as far as I know, for good causes. So, like, it's very important. And my link with the lottery goes back a long time, with fame and fortune, winning streak, all these things. So it's a lovely event, and it's people making a difference. You know, that's what it's all about, people making a real difference. So it's going to be great. And we have special guests coming in to make various presentations. Dahi will be there. Dahi O'Shea, he'll probably be talking Irish. And Annie Geary and a few others. So it's lovely. And Hugh Wallace and a few more. So it'll be a great old bit of fun. And I mean, the other thing too is, like, money is hard to come by. Let's not fool ourselves. Yeah. There's 100 grand going out here in prizes. With the 7 categories, so they get 10 grand, and the good cause of the year gets an extra 25. So it's a lot of help for organisations that need it. So I loved it last year when I was on the panel. I really did. So it's an honour to be doing it this year. I'm delighted they asked me.
Well, listen, we're delighted too, Marty. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks a million.
God bless you. Keep it the faith, my friend.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.